Okay, we have entered into a new orbit. Today's date is June 5th, 2018. And we are going into the first session of phase or level two. Now, with regards to that, after today, I'd like you to tell me if you feel like you need a week between what I'm going to give you to do for our next session and your schedules aligning, or if you want 2 weeks. So that's why I haven't set up any dates or asked you to, because I want to get a feeling for the rhythm of this new phase, and then I'll leave it up to the two of you to work out coinciding availability, and then you'll present it to me, and I'll see if I can swing it. So that's, I just want to make sure you knew all that. Okay, so if you haven't already done so, let's have you do your soul alignment. Have you already done that?
Yeah. Well, okay. Yes, but I'll have to do it again.
Oh, okay. Mary, are you all set to go? Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Barb, do that quickly. In the meantime, Mary, go ahead and make sure that you have any questions that you might want to ask me written down so that we can jump right into them. Barb, let me know when you're all set.
Ready.
Good. All right.
I had
so
been
let's
ready
do...
and then I got frantic and, you know.
Well, okay. Now, here's an interesting thing, which is kind of part of what we're going to be talking about today as well. Frantic is a choice, Barb. That's all I'm going to say. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
So let's do the before and after readout. Mary, why don't you go first? How did you feel before you activated your soul alignment and then afterwards?
So before it was just like, okay, there's this that has to happen and this that has to happen. But it's like, okay, we're coming to focus on this moment, and this, the hour ahead of you is going to be transformational, so be present. And as my, you know, my team showed up and my angels and transmissions of grace have just like settled down, and the white, the pink glow, and I'm sitting in the bubble, and it's like, yes, I'm in the present moment, and I'm got my pen in hand and ready to take notes on the next phase.
Beautiful. So what was the feeling? It went, let's put it into feeling terms. That's
the swirl on the treadmill, and also shiny object. Oh yeah, I got to do that. To okay, everything is going to happen that's supposed to happen when it's time, and right now this time frame you committed to being here, so be present and absorb everything that happens, and it's all going to be amazing and it's for your good. So relax, settle into it, take a breath and receive.
Beautiful. So what would you call that feeling?
That feeling is quiet clarity and grace.
Good. Write that down. Quiet clarity, grace. And how did you feel before? Just the feeling.
The feeling of anxious and fear of the unknown.
And also fear of failure, don't you think so?
Yes.
Okay, so write that down. Fear of the unknown, fear of failure, anxious. And then you have your swing to the other side, right?
Yes.
Okay, because we're going to be talking a lot about feeling and vibration and manifesting today. Okay, Barb, you're before and after. And if you're willing to be bold, courageous, and claim your power, you can tell us why you felt frantic. If you don't feel like you can step into all that, then don't.
I had done my centering and block clearing, and then before I got out of bed, and then was doing my activities, and suddenly I saw it was 12:26, and I said, "Oh no, got to get ready." So
yeah,
then I calmed down and got ready, and I dialed, and nothing was happening. So then I rushed over to my computer to see if there was any last-minute message, and so that's why I got a little frantic, and so that's why I had to re-engage.
Mm-hmm. Good.
The fact is you
did. So good for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the workbook for you to have is the workbook, well, the little two-pager for our level two. Other than that, you don't have to. Excuse me. You don't have to have any paperwork. But we will be referring back here and there to certain things from level one. Okay, so what I want to start with is the review of your experiences of all the different exercises in your level two warm-up exercise. What shall we call it? Smorgasbord. Okay. So
plethora of opportunities.
Right. Yes, plethora of things to do to augment your opportunities. Good opportunities. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's start with the Light Leader Soul Journey and Clearing Meditation. What I'm going to do is go through this checklist and ask you how you did with that particular focus, and that would be an opportunity for you to ask me any questions that is related to that particular focus, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So who would like to share their experience of the Light Leader and clearing meditation first? Because you are going to tell me.
Found it very relaxing and sometimes a little too relaxing. So I had to review a section again. But I haven't seen answers in that section. So I guess my muscle still needs work.
First of all, Barb, honey, are you able to get either closer to your microphone, or is there any opportunity for you to raise the volume on your headset or whatever's going on over there?
Oh, I can raise the volume on my voice.
Okay,
I'm right,
please do that.
Yeah, because I'm right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now when you said you didn't get any answers, I want you to know that my first reaction was that's not true. So let's see if there is something that's hidden that you might have missed. So what happens when you are at that part of the meditation? For you, I mean your inner experience, sorry.
Well, I'm listening, and trying to hear a message. So I was listening to my teacher and watching and feeling for answers from my teacher, and what I want to accomplish this year and what do I want to experience. And I'm shown the main focus that my soul longs for. And I wasn't getting anything.
Okay. And what about feeling? after the meditation, after that part of the meditation, it was complete, or it has been complete, what kind of feeling do you have?
A frustration.
Okay. And anything besides a frustration?
Well, a feeling of not doing it right.
Okay. All right, so my suggestion at this point, when you do, because this is still part of your basic daily foundation because it carries so many elements in it, my request is that when you get to that part of the entire journey, that you have the attitude that whatever happens is just perfect for you. Now, I know that's mind-blowing, totally know that that's mind-blowing for you because of how you feel it's not perfect and it's not right and you're doing it wrong and there's something wrong with you and this exercise fails for you, some version of those thoughts. Is that kind of what happens for you?
Yes.
Okay. So I'd like you to, because that blocks anything coming in, as you can imagine, right? You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you take the attitude that whatever happens is perfect, and even if it seems like nothing happens, that's perfect too.
Okay.
And just move past that segment to whatever comes after that part of the meditation routine, okay?
Okay.
And the other thing I want to say to both of you is that when you're asking for guidance, whether it's in a meditation or whether it's, you know, just walking through life and you're calling out for intuitive information to assist you in any way, you may not get the answer right then. It may come to you much later on in the day or subsequent days. Because the other realms, your soul realm, and your guides are lining things up to then deliver the message. Lining things up means you being the most receptive, it being the right time for you because you've had experiences that might make you more receptive to the information that you do ultimately get. And maybe a day or two or hours before, you didn't have as much of an opening to receive or accept or fathom it. So divine timing has to do with your readiness as well as the pieces of whatever is being brought to your attention, that all of those pieces have been assembled so that it is ready, whatever the it is ready to disseminate down into your conscious awareness. Because maybe there's an action that you'll want to take once you get that information, and all the other pieces have to be ready to receive your action in the invisible realms. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mary, how about for you? Does that concept make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The other thing is that part of you seeming to not be getting answers is that you may still need to search four mindsets, belief systems, maybe other actions like studying something or practicing something that will make you the most prepared to know about this information, take action on it, etc. So the nothingness drives the person. It drives you to not get nothing. And in that process, you are searching to align yourself and to get some sort of truth as to what's going on. And in that search, there is value. Do you see what I mean, Barb?
Yes. Yes.
So that is why I am suggesting that what you experience as nothing's happening is perfect.
Okay.
So paraphrase back to me, Mary, Barb, dear, what you heard me just say.
During the meditation, whatever happens is the right thing to have happen. It's meant to be. And things are working perhaps below my consciousness.
That's right. Now, can you, now don't just say what you think you want me to hear or that you want to just get over with so we can get on to the rest of the class. What do you believe that you can accept that, what I just said about it all being perfect, based on what you just told me?
Yes.
Good.
Unfortunately,
thank you.
I often have to be reminded of that. So thank you for that reminder. I'm
writing
it in big letters.
Yeah. So here's the thing about change and growth and programming. As well as I've said to both of you, I think, it's at least once before, that is why I keep coming up with these continuity programs for you guys that reinforce what you've already learned, is because we all have to be reminded.
Yeah.
And it's the real day-to-day life experiences that we need to revisit so you know how to implement this stuff. The truth of the matter is, and this is part of what you guys can say, should say, when you're in your client enrollment conversations at some point, in your own words, yes, people pay you for the information that you impart to them. However, what they're also paying for, which they don't realize, but you need to emphasize, is that they're also paying you for the implementation support. This, what we're doing, is the implementation support. Do you see what I mean?
Okay, yes.
The reason that you both renew with me in these immersions is because you know that what I have proven to you over these years of us working together is that I emphasize the implementation of these ideas, so you're just not fire hosed down with new information, and you're not given a chance to embody what you already know. So you pay me in part for the fact that you get a chance to really look at your life and see how this information plugs into your life and how to tweak how you use that information so you are using it optimally, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mary?
Yeah, I'm writing that down, taking notes.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to make sure you know that you're with us, and I want to hear your either exuberance or like, yeah, no big deal. I just want to catch the energy. So
big deal.
Yeah. So implementation is the key here. And therefore, you no longer need to feel, Barb, that you are like some sort of mega brick that just doesn't get it, doesn't remember it. It's like, when is this going to get better so that I'm a better person? Why don't I remember? I'm investing all this money. What's wrong with me? I'm just failing. I mean, you have like a platform of that going on in you most of the time, right?
Yep. Yes.
And I'm here to bust it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Is that
yep.
making sense?
Yes.
And later on, when I go over an exercise that I'm giving you guys for homework, you're going to have a chance to revisit this, to transmute that tendency of yours. Okay, good.
Okay.
What about you, Mary, as far as that exercise?
Well, I agree with Barb that I found myself going in and out, you know, drifting, listening to suggestions, but I also would wake up and think about my longing to have an impact with my writing and publishing and speaking, and then remembering how I am working with clients and actually having them say, "Oh, somebody came back and commented on my blog. What you told me works."
Yeah.
and Mary was right. Those were her exact words. Mary was right.
Good.
And so I want to hold on to those Mary was right comments and build on those. But there's still the nagging self-doubt of that you're a fraud, you haven't actually published your memoir, and here you are saying that you can help somebody get their book out into the world. And so I vacillate between being frustrated and knowing the facts that I don't promise that I'm going to be their publisher and get it on the New York Times bestseller. I promise that I'm going to help them with their content, and that's what I do.
Exactly. The other thing, too, and this also applies to you, it certainly applies to me, and thank God I came to this a long time ago, or else I, too, would feel that I'm a fraud. I've never felt like I was a fraud. I felt that I was not walking my talk, which is not quite a fraud. A fraud is somebody who doesn't really believe what they're saying and does not do enough of what they're saying should be done. In my case, over the many, many years, there were times when I thought, how do I know that this is really accurate, because I haven't mastered it yet myself. And what I realized was that that's right, because I'm a teacher, and I'm a process. I'm a process designer and analyzer, which means that I need to experience what's not working, what doesn't happen, what takes longer than I thought, so that I can teach those issues that other people are going to be feeling and experiencing and give them my solution to that. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So your writing is, and how you're, you know, it's been 2 years and you've wanted to publish that book at least, you're living the very thing that you're going to teach them to not only be aware of in their own life, and also how to solve it. Now, when you hold it that way, then of course it's taken you 5 years to publish something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're going to tell them, you know, and if you're finding that you're now on year 5 and you still haven't done it, it's because of this, this, and this, and here's what you do about it. And here are the things to watch out for. And here are the myths you have to bust. You see, Mary? Okay, let's move on. Anything else you want to say about that, Mary?
No, that's great. Mythbusters. Okay.
Well, mythbusters and also things to look out for. Traps, potholes to look out for. Potholes of their thinking, potholes of their habits. We just focused on a pothole of Barb's thinking and habits. You know, her platform of existence is, I'm failing at it. I'm spending all this money and I'm failing at it. That's one of Barb's platforms. Would you say that that's accurate, Barb?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, so now let's move to the transmuting blocks exercise. What I want to know is, were there times when you, throughout your day, could catch yourself in a useless, I mean an off-purpose emotion and or action, where you then stopped yourself and used this transmuting block exercise? I'd like to hear about that.
I did identify my blocks, and then in the exercise. Then this morning, I said I still have those blocks, and so I went through the exercise in my mind again to transmute the blocks. So. Yeah, I can remember to do it.
Well, and do you notice any shift at all once you do it?
Yes, because I'm acknowledging it.
Yes. However, what about, sorry, go ahead. Thank you. Keep going.
This was a block of feeling unsure and lost. And releasing that, deleting it, transmuting it into take some action.
Perfect. That is exactly the way it works. Perfect. And what about how you felt? At the end, the last step.
Yeah, so what action will I take? So, still needing to get over a hump, but knowing that the antidote is to take action and to get moving and to do some action, even if it's imperfect.
And do you take that action? Do you take some action?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So let me just say that in terms of your tendency to feel like you're not getting it, you're doing it wrong, you're failing, you don't remember, this that you just shared with us is proof that you do remember, you do it right, you do get the value because you are doing it right, and you do have a driving part within you that does not believe that you are a failure, that your efforts are worthless, and that you're just never going to get out of this rut. There is a driving force that does not buy that. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And, you know, if we go back to the parts integration from my Soul Purpose Success tips, that's another one that you can work on to heal it, is to integrate these parts, have them be partners, where the persistent presence of I'm not doing it right, my efforts don't amount to anything, and marry that, you know, have a conversation with the part that is driving you to keep practicing it and applying it and implementing it as best you can. And have those two parts of you have a conversation. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Great. How about you, Mary? Your experience with the transmuting blocks exercise, and as you can tell, what I'm looking for is to know what you experience once you get to that last step of receiving.
What I noticed in doing it is, because I used the limitation, or what did I do? The same things that I'm talking about in the Akashic Records
classes,
asking for a sale in my business, and the hesitancy about, you know, having the enrollment conversation. And because I recite the records prayer every morning, so it's in me, and I haven't noticed that throughout the day that I was doing the transmuting blocks. But I am aware that there's this undercurrent of confidence and awareness that things I'm doing things differently, because I have this next level of, Oh yeah, I'm having another one of those conversations where talking about, well, how can you help me? And this is it's becoming not such a, oh yeah, what did I want to say here? Or it's becoming, well, I have this package and I have this package. What I really think would serve you best is working this way, and would you like to know more?
Yeah.
And that's different than letting them lead the conversation. I'm leading the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That is different.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what you're going to be learning today has the opportunity of taking that now to the next step, since you've very beautifully gotten to this step that you just described. Excellent. So I'm getting that both of you are sensing the value and the change that happens to you from when you use this exercise. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you like this exercise?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a, you know, has been a new experience for me, but over the months. But I certainly do see its value.
Yes, because this, I'm going to stick with this as one of your foundation. In fact, the warm-up exercises in general, I'm going to keep throughout this phase, this level two, as being your basic toolkit, because they work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's no point in
okay.
Given what, yeah, there's no point in this level of giving you other things that would replace those, because these are easy, they are based on spiritual law of sorts, and they work. Now, the other reason why this particular exercise is so important, and it took me a while to understand this from working with the healer that I work with, who actually taught me this exercise, and that is that one of the biggest problems that we face is when we reject, hate, are afraid of, and abandon parts of our self-expression. If we're angry and pissed off, if we keep sabotaging ourselves, I want to lose X number of pounds and I keep hitting Baskins and Robbins. You know, just behavior stuff. That's not me, by the way. But, you know, was the one that came to my mind as an example. And I do want to lose weight. I am losing weight. I do not go to Baskin Robbins. So the key now that I'm seeing in self-healing and even in the coaching world about being authentic, being fully who you are, they're all saying the same thing, and that is embrace who you are. And what I go on to say is, you've heard me, the good, bad, and the ugly. Because if we fight any part of that, if we hate any part of that, then we are reinforcing the splits within us. And the way that we're going to have access to more personal power and spiritual manifestation abilities is by including all of ourselves. Now you have a tool so that when you experience parts of yourself that you just don't like, you just don't want, you have hit that intolerable level that we learned in another course, the intolerables. It is for us to then work that energy. And how you work it is you identify it, you surrender it, you don't fight it. You ask for the lessons. You release it to the best of your ability in that moment. And then you ask, based on a declaration, I am ready for better. I am ready for a more positive experience. I am ready for what is more expressive of the life I want to lead. I am ready. I am now receiving. And then you can do whatever you want. It's very organic in the moment. The energy so that I can blah, blah, blah. The insights so that I can blah, blah, blah. Just the sheer experience of being more soul aligned with my purpose. You see what I'm saying, both of you, please?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I want you to keep working on that. That checklist is still applicable for what we're going to be moving forward on here. Now let's quickly go into what was your experience of the six-phase perfect day meditation with this guy Vishen Lakshyani.
Well, I added it to my morning ritual, and
yep.
It was just in alignment with, okay, this fits, and it touched on all of the highlights, and I just it felt really good, and I want to say it felt like it was part of the routine already. It was a wonderful addition.
Right. Good. And that is true, which is why I've added it in, is because they all are building on the same thing. It's talking about acting as if and having the cellular memory, dial it up, cellular memory experience as if it's already happening now. Right? You see that, everybody?
Yeah.
Yes.
The other is raising the vibration of it's sending it into your source energy, releasing it into the higher vibration, right? You remember that part of the process?
Yes.
Yes.
And also it is focusing on raising your vibration with gratitude and compassion and forgiveness, right? When you feel those emotions, both of you, please tell me what kind of shift do you recall happened to you from just recalling maybe one time that you had done the exercise? What kind of shift happened to you in just that forgiveness, compassion part of the process?
Well, that forgiveness and compassion, it's that being able to let go of just this anger that's been laying it like around an anchor around my heart and melting.
Yes. Good. And what did that, how did that show up in your behavior as a result?
Just a lightness about my whole being. It's like, oh, I don't have to carry that.
And how do you think that new feeling would impact your ability to manifest what you want at, when you're resonating at that vibration?
That I am embodying, showing up for my clients and myself, that I am being the mirror as well as being compassionate for myself.
And how would that impact your ability to attract what you want, make more sales, make more money? What do you see the connection is?
The connection is the awareness of the value that I bring and the value that I have for myself.
And how would that show up? With you, we have to keep bringing it to the end of the train ride, which is the result, the physical manifestation. So how would that show up as your ability to track to you what you want, your ability to make sales, your ability to make more money?
That I do matter.
How would that translate into sales and attracting what you want? We're talking about magnetism. We're talking about energy creates physical reality.
That I don't have to do anything more than show up as who I am authentically and walk my talk.
And therefore, what would happen when you do that?
That the people who need me will see me. I will be seen.
And then what?
And then they will hire me.
Yes, God! Pulling teeth, for Christ's sake!
Pulling teeth.
See, Barb, you're not the only one.
They will hire me.
Barb's not the only one.
Yep.
Okay, Mary, you have got to... I would like you to capture this feeling that has just happened where you had such a hard time saying that I will make money, I will be hired, I will therefore be creating the opportunities that will lead to people being drawn to me and hiring me. Would you say that that's accurate? Am I capturing it correctly?
It's absolutely right.
And I would like you to work on that feeling. I want you to do your best to go back and capture the cellular feeling, the overall bodily feeling of how hard that is for you to do that, that resistance, and then put that through the process of that transmuting blocks exercise. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
And I'd like you to go back and listen to this segment so that you can have that jumpstart you getting in touch with that feeling.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. All right, how did both of you do with your daily focus on cultivating leads? Now, just as a reminder, cultivating leads means you actually stop and think. You know, it's okay if you think about it while you're washing dishes and brushing your teeth and taking a shower, but I do want you to be thinking about this in some concentrated way every day. So again, we're building habits. We're building the mindset and the behaviors of a successful business owner. And a successful business owner is forever looking for ways to generate leads. So how have you been both doing that in terms of your daily intention to think of something that will cultivate leads? Okay, who wants to go first?
Well, I put myself in situations where I could interact with people who I could talk about what I do.
Good. So, got it. So, every day, give me an idea of what it was like for you, realizing that, okay, the day has begun, and one of my focuses is I am going to be thinking about ways to generate leads. Give us an idea of what that was like for you.
Well, I would envision, okay, I'm going to open up an email and there's going to be an opportunity, and then there would be something that I would follow the breadcrumbs.
Opportunity, yeah, the opportunity. You'd follow the opportunity. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so every day you did something that you can safely say was some kind of action, even if it was just a thought action, to generate leads. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Excellent. How about you, Barb? Give us an idea of your experience of knowing that each day you're focusing on cultivating leads.
I do bump into things that often online, but also in person, things that, oh, this is a possibility.
Awesome. And what do you do about that?
I make note of it so that I can use it in posts or whatever. And, for example, I'm meeting this afternoon with our church organist to talk with her about, because she has worked in many churches, the copyright issues that she sees come up in churches.
I got it. I'm going to cut you off. I apologize. You're not being wordy. You're doing great. It's just for time's sake, I just want to get an essence so I know that you guys can both still keep this as a daily practice. I wanted to make sure you understood it. It sounds like you do.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Mary?
Right. Yes.
So what I'm saying is that you are a nonstop machine looking for, what I'm cultivating in you is a nonstop machine looking for potential leads. That's my goal here, right?
Right.
Right.
And you both feel that you're doing okay with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Great. Okay, now let's do a quick sweep over follow-up and connection. On a daily basis, you're supposed to be doing something that you could classify as some kind of a follow-up version and or a connecting version. Let's hear a little bit about that.
I'm putting things in my contact management system and either sending an email or making a phone call.
Great. How about you, Barb?
I've been scheduling some things with some sessions with people and identifying people that I can follow up with.
Okay, good. You got it. That's all I care about. You got it. Please keep that up. The follow-up and connecting is, again, essential as a muscle that you're building. Do either of you feel any kind of worry about that particular exercise?
No.
Okay. And Barb, have you been using your contact relation management system, your CRM?
No.
Okay, so my homework for you, for both of you, is to contact your respective support people with your CRM. And in your case, Barb, as I mentioned to you, we get a coach with our less annoying CRM. I don't know if you have that option, Mary, but what I would like you both to do is to schedule a coaching session with that support person, and your request of them is to have them help you customize your pipeline so that it's easy for you to track different stages of what happens when you're following up. And for the sake of time, that's all I'm going to say. But if you have any questions about what I mean and how to speak clearly to that technical support person, then email me and I will write further what I mean by that. Okay?
Okay.
Yes.
Because I had a coaching session with the less annoying CRM person, and it was just fabulous. I love what she set up for me. Okay, now, here's my challenge. Because we started late because I couldn't get on the line, I know that one of you said you absolutely had to have a hard stop at 10:30 my time, 12:30 your time, or 1:30 your time, 10 to 11, 11, 12, 12. Can both of you spare another 10 minutes?
Yes.
Mary, can you?
Only 10.
Okay. So I'm going to muscle through this, but you'll have it to listen to. We're going to go into new concepts here. This is one tip that falls under the hermetically sealed, airtight mindset tip. I love that. Now, here it is. This is the mindset. Sales is the transference of inspiration. I got that from Suzanne Evans. Sales is the transference of inspiration. What does that mean? My interpretation of that, and then she embellished on it, is what you're doing, as you learned in our client enrollment boot camps together, is that you are helping them to build their vision of what they want, and you are telling them, reminding them, pointing out to them, uncovering for them the cost to their life, personally and professionally, if they do not accomplish that vision. When you do that, you are transferring inspiration. You are inspiring them to leap buildings in a single bound to get to their vision. Right?
Right.
Yes.
So wordings like, and again, you're going to listen back to this and make your notes. You're talking to your client and you're helping them to think about how will it feel for them when they have blah, blah, blah. And you say to them, so how will it feel when you have blah, blah, blah? What will it look like when you have blah, blah, blah? What will you be doing in your life when you have blah, blah, blah? What will be different in your life when you have blah, blah, blah? And then the pain point, where you got to really associate them to the pain, is how will you feel about yourself? What will happen to your life if you don't have or do? Or take action upon, blah, blah, blah. That's the cost part of the client enrollment sequence. And this is you transferring inspiration. If you know that your job in a client enrollment conversation is to transfer inspiration for them to really claim what they want. There is nothing sleazy, hard-handed, car salesman about it. You are simply playing back to them what they said they wanted. So how do you both like that one?
I like that.
Uh-huh, light bulb moment.
Right. This is why I call it hermetically sealed, airtight, is because this really is the crux. Okay, now we're going to go on to some manifestation belief system instructions. All of what I do with you has to do with you getting your vibration and getting you soul aligned with being a successful business person. So you're going to, in your soul journey exercise, add a piece. And if you need to turn off your recording and then go into this step, then do that. Don't worry about you pulling yourself out of your altered state. You won't be. You'll just be opening your eyes, taking an action of turning off the recording if you feel you need to, and then going right back into that state. You're going to telepathically start talking to your ideal clients. That means you're going to create some kind of a symbol, some type of scenario that represents your true ideal clients who love you. They love you. They need you. There's no having to cajole, knock them out, put them in a hypnotic trance, suck out their brains to have them like and value what you do. They do love and value what you offer and who you are and how much they trust you as a resource person. That is my current, for this purposes, definition of you, the ideal client. So you're going to create a visual sense of them being out there, up on a cloud with you. You're going to imagine yourself being up on a cloud, filled with light, talking telepathically to your ideal clients. And you are going to be really and truly radiating love for them, because you do love them. You know how much I love you guys. Part of the reason I love you so much is because you help me live my soul purpose. You help me have my own business. You help me be true to what I'm here to do. Without you, I wouldn't have this. You meaning the two of you and, of course, all my other clients, students, and members, right? So you can create that in your world as well, because those people, even if you don't think they exist yet, they do exist because you are committed to being in business. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So the step here, when you're making your notes after listening to this, step number two is radiating love for them out of gratitude. And what you're going to be telling them, this is step number three, is you are going to remind them the results that you're going to bring to them. You're going to be broadcasting telepathically what it is that you can promise them that you will bring them. Okay, you understand step number three?
Yes.
Step number four, and this is a total mind game, and you're going to run up against all kinds of resistance, and you're going to just push that resistance aside and just tell yourself, hey, I'm doing a game. This is a game. I'm doing this game. And therefore, this step is you decide that you are the best, most valuable resource person in your industry. Now, before you both pass out, because I'm saying this, I want you to remember that it's a game. But it's a game that I want you to believe. For those many minutes, I want you to believe it. And I want you to do your best to walk and talk in your life as if it is true. That's what it means by act as if. And I learned that when I was a little kid in junior high taking drama lessons, or maybe I was in high school at that point, but it was about act as if. So your job in step number 4 is to decide that you are going to believe that you are the best. Don't compare yourself to anyone. That's against the rules. You do not compare yourself to anyone. You decide that you are the most valuable and the best in your industry. I'm not even going to say any more about it because I already know what's going on inside of you. We already know what you're going to have to overcome, but just do it. Okay? Anybody still breathing over there?
Yeah.
Okay. Step number 5. Now you're going to take this one step further. So you already have established that you're valuable. You have thrown out all contrary arguments, and you are believing you are valuable. You are the best in your industry. You're going to walk it. You're going to breathe it. You're going to talk it. Every fraud alert is going to go off inside of you, and you don't care. Okay? Step number 5 is you're going to, therefore, act as if you already have a 6-figure business, income business, and if you really want to get radical, you're going to act as if you have a multi-6-figure business. You're going to imagine that you're the equivalent of Suzanne Evans or a Nancy Jutin. I don't know if she has a multiple 6-figure business, but a Christian Michelson or a Bill Barron. You both know their names, right?
Yes.
And you're going to just expect that therefore you don't have this neediness, you don't have this downward spiral of needing a sale, that, oh God, once again, another month has gone by and no sales. That can't show up in this. What shows up in this is simply you radiating and feeling that your CPA, your accountant, your bookkeeper has told you, yeah, you made X number of dollars so far, and we're only into June, and it's 6 figures. Okay? So if you were to, not if, when you stand in that, you are expecting clients are coming. And these are things I want you to write down when you play this back to write your notes. You are expecting that clients are coming. You are expecting that your worth is proven. And you notice, how do you feel? How do you act? How do you think? How do you walk? How do you arrange your time? I want you to write all that down when you take your notes. And the key here is that you focus on their vision versus your own, I got to get this sale, I got to get this sale. Your vision is their vision. That's all you're focusing on. And you come from a place of course this person wants to work with me. You expect and assume the sale. Of course this person wants to work with me. I'm the best in the industry. Of course they do. I want you to really, really do this, guys. Are you going to give it your best?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. The final thing that I'm going to do, that I want you to do before we conclude here, is to go back to what we've already covered in level 1. And all I want you to do is create a simple daily checklist. If you want, I'll add it to this checklist. But I don't want to muck up the one that you already have. But if you want me to, tell me after I tell you. I want you to track how many people you talk to a day to ask them to have a strategy session with you. And if you get 0, then it's 0. But I want you to be focusing, because what is the law? Energy follows thought. Action follows thought. Action follows focus. Energy follows focus. If you're focusing every day on who can I talk to today to invite them to have a strategy session, it's going to happen. At some point, it's going to happen. So you're going to track how many people per day you actually asked into a strategy session. You're going to track every day how many strategy sessions you actually do perform. You're going to track, number 3, how many strategy sessions converted into sales. And again, every day, you're going to take some action step that is lead generation. This is part of the section that we're going to call Love Your Numbers. So do you want me to add this to your checklist, or do you want to just set up your own daily checklist for this?
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
Huh?
I can do that. I can do that.
So I don't need to add this to your first checklist?
No.
Okay. The last thing on this has to do with intuition, and it builds on your soul journey part of that meditation. As you've learned from me in other classes, you want to focus on the feeling that you already have what you want. That means you have to get clear about what you want, and sometimes you have to keep visualizing it and fine-tuning it until you become crystal clear about what you want. You want to focus on the feeling of what you want and notice what thoughts come up. And all I want you to do is to write down the ones that seem to be intuitive things for you to do that will get you closer to accomplishing what you want. If the negative self-talk comes up, just let it pass by like clouds in the sky. If you get inspired thoughts about other things that you know you also have to focus on in your life, that's great. Write those down too, but come right back to focusing on what you want to accomplish, the specific goal, and you're just going to be capturing in those 15 minutes information that's going to get you closer to that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You don't reject anything. It all passes through you like clouds. If it's something else that you're focusing on, you just jot it down and bring your attention back. And that's a 15-minute exercise to add in somewhere. You could add it while you're washing the dishes. I don't care. It would be better if you don't. It'll be better if you're just sitting there. That's it, ladies. Fire hose is over. Let's just end quickly. Let's end quickly with how do you feel? What do you love about what we did? And then we'll hug and kiss each other, and then I'll send you an email about what you want to do for your next session, time-wise. How do you feel? What did you love about it? Who wants to go first?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
just charged.
Yep.
And how about you, Barb? What did you love? What did you love, Mary?
The process.
Okay, let's go back to Mary. Sorry, Barb.
I love the specifics and building on our journey and where we've gone already, and embracing who you are and including all of yourself. I will be hired and people will pay me. I love.
<Right. laughs> Yes. Great. How about you, Barb? What did you love? How do you feel?
Yes, this process was really neat, and the this is my game, and, you know, if you don't like it, forget it. You know, I believe this, and this is me, and, yeah, come and hire
okay.
me. Or miss out
ladies.
On a good thing.
Yes, yeah, don't miss out on a good thing, silly
yeah.
people. Look mm-hmm. what's right in front of you, me. Okay, so I'm going to send you an email asking you to come back to me and tell me if you want to meet in a week or two, and you're going to work out schedules. The next session will be a two-hour session. Okay, love you. Thanks for
okay.
waiting. Sorry I couldn't get
Thank
on the
you.
Line. And off you go to create great things.
Okay.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.